KUER set out this summer with a question: how healthy are Utah pools? We checked on inspections done by Wasatch Front counties. We reviewed hundreds of complaints, and we'll tell you what we found in two parts. KUER's Judy Faze begins with the story of how a microscopic parasite caused a national health crisis and shaped how Utah keeps its pools clean now.
5-year-old Nora Booth is having a swimming lesson. She's one of three little kids floating on foam noodles and kicking across sparkling clear water at Salt Lake City's Liberty Park pool. Her dad, Austin Booth, is looking on from a beach chair.
Swimming's like her most favorite thing ever.
Booth says he hasn't given a second thought about Nora's safety here all summer. He's never had a reason to.
I take it for granted, 100%.
This time 11 years ago, it was a different story. A single-celled parasite called Cryptosporidium, crypto for short, was making America violently ill, and Utah was at the center of the outbreak. Crypto often spreads when someone comes in contact with the stool of somebody who's already got it. And even the tiniest amount ingested from a pool or spa can make lots of people sick with diarrhea, nausea, and stomach cramps. No one died in Utah from crypto in the summer of 2007, but nearly 100 would end up in the hospital because of it.
We were reacting the best that we could, but it was a helpless feeling, but...
Jason Garrett is with the health department in Utah County, where the outbreak was worst.
There were just hard decisions to be made then.
By the end of August that year, state health officials took an unprecedented step. They banned children younger than 5 from public pools. The outbreak remains one of the largest in U.S. history, and a KUER investigation of pool safety has found that it spurred dramatic changes in Utah. KUER pored over records and complaints from health departments in the 4 Wasatch Front counties. The agencies oversee health and safety at more than 2,000 recreational water sites used by multiple households. They hear about everything from foul water to hot tub-related rashes. An extreme example is the complaint at one county pool about a dead body. The fully dressed corpse of a man who'd broken in overnight was discovered by staff. But that was an exception. Michelle Cook oversees pool safety for the Weber Morgan Health Department. She says drownings are her biggest fear, but a crypto outbreak...
It is a nightmare when something like that happens, for sure.
The Utah Health Department confirmed over 1,900 cases during crypto summer, but they always considered it an undercount since many people don't go to the doctor for diarrhea. Now health officials believe the outbreak was nearly double. In contrast, the statewide average of crypto cases over the past 5 years is 144.
I think especially after the crypto outbreak we had, kind of woke everybody up to the fact that there are potential risks like that.
Inspections have always been a first-line defense. Warm season pools, spas, and splash pads get inspected before they open each year. Health or safety problems trigger follow-up inspections too, and large facilities typically get spa checks each month. That's what's happening at Liberty Park Pool.
I'm going to check the pH and the chlorine, and we'll see where it's at.
David Duckworth is an inspector for the Salt Lake County Health Department.
So I see a good orange color. I feel pretty good that it's in the range we're looking for.
Duckworth also wants to see the ultraviolet filter. Chlorine doesn't always kill crypto, but UV does. Ultraviolet filters are required at splash pads now, and Duckworth says most large pools have them too.
As long as it cycles the water through the pool, that entire volume, you're able to have a pretty good guarantee that it's going to inactivate crypto and you're not going to have a spread.
It's the success of efforts like these that have helped make it possible just to enjoy pools without worrying about them. Cecilia Dehesa has been bringing her grandchildren to the Northwest Rec Center for years. She's another pool patron who's not concerned.
We are really happy. That's why we keep coming all the time.
Updated equipment is just one factor in keeping the Wasatch Front's recreational water facilities healthy. And the other big factor, well, that's what still worries pool operators, public health officials, and swim parents. Judy Faze, KUER News.